ethics, we all get ethics credit for this 30 minutes because it is about pro bono. And so why should you do pro bono? I shouldn't be saying this, but probably the worst reason is because the state bar says we have an aspirational goal of 50 hours. I say that's the worst reason because a much better reason is because you're really excited about doing something. I mean, that's what the reason should be. And I think we all know that. So again, I don't want to preach about that. But one observation I want to make is that pro bono can help the lawyer doing pro bono more than it actually helps the people that the lawyer is serving. My wife is really into yoga, and she has a shirt that says yoga is cheaper than therapy. And I found that pro bono is cheaper than therapy. When I'm in-house and I'm commiserating with everyone about how's Dell doing financially or what's our budget or what's this administrative meeting we have to go to, and I go to a legal clinic and I see the problems real people have, I realize I shouldn't complain, and it really is, in that sense, it's very positive to me. It's also positive because I can say personally it's really helped my career a lot. It's helped me develop skills as a lawyer, to communicate with clients. It can provide a lot of leadership opportunities. There was a session on board leadership in the actual business world. It can lead to board opportunities in the nonprofit world that are very instructional on leadership and have actually helped me advance my career. But don't just believe me. I've heard general counsels and I've heard federal judges say that some of the best lawyers that they've seen are the lawyers who do the most pro bono. You know, think about it. There's been a lot of research about the brain and how do you learn and how do you develop skills. And the brain is an amazing thing. If you use it in different ways, it can actually function better.